Okay, we're in Parak Yud Gimel and the Hilchos Shabbos. We are knee deep in the Malacha of Hotzah. So let's just review to make sure we all know the variables, because this is going to be important as we start taking up a lot of what seem to be detailed cases, but certain manipulations of these variables. So there's two things we're dealing with. One is the domain that you're in. So there's either Rosh Hashanah Yachid or Rosh Hashanah Rabim. And there's, of course, carrying something between the two. And the other issue is Akira and Hanacha. In order to be Chayiv in Hotzah, there has to be an act of picking up the object from one domain and then placing it down in the other domain. So the Rambam now is going to take up a lot of these variations of this scenario. So he says in Halacha Hey, Kavar Marnu She'ena Motzi Mirishos L'Rishos Chayiv Achi Yakor V'Yanuach. So the Rambam says, he explained already before, that you're only chayiv in hotzah when a person does akira and anacha, when a person picks up the object from the ground, let's say, and then places it in the other domain on the ground. Avol im akar v'lo hiniach, o hiniach v'lo akar, pater. But if he only did one of the two, then he's pater. So lefikach, mishahaya omeid ba'achas mishtei reshuyos u'pashat yado l'reshus shniyah v'chefetz biyado. Okay, v'natlo acher mimenu. Okay, so one example is, let's say I'm standing in the Rishus HaYachid, okay, and I stick my hand out into the Rishus HaRabim, okay, and I have, let's say, a ball in my hand. So again, I'm in the Rishus HaYachid, I have a ball in my hand, and I stick my hand over into the Rishus HaRabim, v'natlo acher mimeno, okay, and someone else takes the object from my hand, o shenason acher liyado chifetz, or let's say my hand was in the Rishus HaRabim, someone puts a ball in my hand, v'hechzer yado elav. Okay, shneim torim, sheze akar v'zeiniach. So they both would be putter in this case, because one person did the act of picking up, and the other person did the action of setting it down. So in Halacha Hey, the Rambam demonstrates a case where a person only did one of the two. So that's Halacha Hey. And Halacha Vav, he expands on this, v'med dvar amurim, kishahaisa yado l'mala mishlosha. So we know before, there's an idea of arba by arba tefach makom being considered a kavol makom. There's also the idea of what's considered to be part of the ground. So if my hand is above the ground, so then, meaning shlosha tefachim above the ground, then abi pater. Aval haisa yado betok shlosha, samuch la'aretz, harezek kemi sheheniach ba'aretz v'chayev. But if my hand is within three tefachim from the ground, then it's as if the object was placed on the ground, and then I'd be chayiv in that case. It goes without saying that obviously, these are classic derabbanans that you're going to put in, because we don't want people starting to mess around with this stuff. You know what I mean? It would be very, even though the chakiras here are great, it would be very dangerous to allow people to mess around with this stuff. But yeah, it's all pater. But again, the Rambam's obligation here, yeah, okay, halacha zayin, So Halacha Zayin, he says, Haya omeid ba'achas b'shtei rishuyos elu. Okay, so let's say I'm standing, pick one, Rishus HaYachid. U'pashat chavero yado mirishus shnia. Okay, and let's say Reuven's standing in the Rishus HaYachid. Okay, Shimon's standing in the Rishus HaRabim. And Shimon extends his hand, okay, into the Rishus HaYachid where I am. V'nat, where Reuven is. V'nat al chifetz miyad zeh. So Shimon picks up the chifetz from Reuven's hand that's in the Rishus HaYachid. Okay, zeha omeid b'rishus zu, v'chniso etzlo. Okay, and then he brings it, Shimon takes the object from Reuven's hand into the Rishus HaRabim. O shahotzi chifetz me'etzlo, v'nyech biyad zeha omeid, or the opposite, okay? Zeha omeid lo asa klum. So the guy who's just standing there, right, hasn't done anything. Sherei chavero nasan biyado, o natom yado, v'chavero chayev shei akar v'nyech. So that's another interesting, another demonstration of how Akira and Anacha works, where if I'm basically, if I'm standing and I'm not doing anything, I have an object in my hand and I'm in my Rishus HaYachid, and someone comes along from Rishus HaRabim and they stick their hand out and take it from me. So now they've done an act of Akira, and assuming they put it down and obviously they bring it back into the Rishus of Rabim and Hanacha. So that person would be Chayev. But me, I'm the, so to speak, innocent bystander, and I wouldn't be chayiv in that situation, okay? I didn't do anything wrong. That's not a patur thing. I haven't done anything. Okay, to make things even more complex, and halacha ches, Haya omed ba'achas mishtei rishiyos elu. Okay, so let's say I'm standing in one of the either rishus yachad or rishus rabim. V'nasan chavero chifetz biyado o al gabav. Okay, now let's say Reuven's in rishus yachad, Shimon's in rishus rabim. Shimon puts a ball into Reuven's hand. Okay, o al gabav. Let's say on his back. Okay, v'yatza be'otza chifetz l'rishus shnia v'amat sham chayev. And then Reuven takes the ball that was put in his hand, leaves the Rishos HaYachid into the Rishos HaRabim, he's chayev. Mine she'akiras gufo b'chefet she'alav, ke'akiras chefetz me'osa Rishos. V'amidasa b'osa chefetz, ka'anachas ha'chefetz b'karka she'amad ba. It's a very interesting idea. So even though I didn't do an act of picking up the object from the ground, in other words, Reuven, let's say Shimon puts the ball in Reuven's hand, Reuven didn't pick the ball up, but once Reuven starts walking with the object, it's considered like an act of Akira. And then when he gets to the other domain, it's considered like a Hanacha of the object. So again, another variation of how Akira and Hanacha works, you could have a situation where I didn't actually do a formal Maisa Akira, but nonetheless, since it was in my hand and I picked my feet up, I'm Okir the object as far as we're concerned. So me moving is considered like Okir the object. Lefikach, im yatsa b'chefetz shebiyado o al gabav, v'lo amad rishashniyah. That's important. Let's say in this case, Shimon put the object in Reuven's hand in the Rishos HaYachid. Reuven starts walking into the Rishos HaRabim, and he keeps walking. V'lo amad rishashniyah, right? He never stops in the Rishos HaRabim. Ela chazar v'nichnas. But rather, what does he do? He goes into the Rishos HaRabim with the ball in his hand and then returns right back to the Rishos HaYachid. So there's never a point in time where he stops in the Rishos HaRabim, v'hu biyado, afilu yatsa v'nechnas kol yom kulo achi yatsa hayom pater. And if he did this all day long, meaning Shimon put the ball in Reuven's hand in the Rishos HaYachid, Reuven starts walking into the Rishos HaRabim and never stops, goes back to Rishos HaYachid, zigzagging back and forth all day long, he's pater. Why? The Fisha Akar, because when he left the Rishos HaYachid, he's considered doing the act of Akira, the Lohiniach, since he never stood still in the Rishos HaRabim, he never did an act of Hanacha. Vafilu Amad Lesakein HaMasayolav, Adain Hu Pater Achiyam Lanuach. Amazing. Even if he stood still for a second, let's say Shimon put like a sack on Reuven's back, okay? And now Reuven starts walking into the Rishos HaRabim. Even if he stops in the Rishos HaRabim to fix let's say the sack is slipping, he stops for a second to adjust the sack, that's not considered Hanacha. It's only when it's Yamul Manuach that's considered an act of Hanacha. Now, Lacha Tesh, V'chein Misha Haisa Chavi Lasso Aksefo, right? V'rutzba Afilu Kol Yom Einu Chayv Achi Yamul. If I put like a sack on my, a package on my shoulder, and I run the entire day, starting from the Rishos HaYachid into Rishos HaRabim, right? I'm fine. V'hu shiyer ratzba, as long as I'm running with it. Okay, now this is interesting. Avaim halach me'at me'at, harezek oker u'miniach v'aser. So that's a nice little exception. So, but if I go ahead and let's say like I walk really slowly. Now it's clear when he says slow, like really slow, in other words, he's doing it in an intentional way. Okay, I mean, in other words, I know the Raman's presenting two extremes here, rutz and halach me'at me'at. But you know what he means. Like the guy is going exceedingly slow. Then it's considered like Akira Nanacha, because even though he's not actually standing still, the fact that he's walking at such a slow pace, that's why it would be considered Akira Nanacha. Lefikach, Misha Kadashalav Hayom, right? The Chavilasa Aksefo. Now, it's interesting. Let's say I'm in the Rishus HaRabim and I have to get home, okay? And Shabbos starts. And I'm carrying a sack on my shoulder. So what should you do? Rutzba ad she'agil beso. I should run until I get to my house. Okay. Vizorka sham kil achayad. And then I throw it into the house in like an abnormal way. Okay. So that's what you'd have to do in a situation where Shabbos came upon you while you were carrying an object in, let's say, Rishos HaRabim. Okay. Halacha yud. Akar chayfetz mirshus harabim. Okay. Now remember, the other issue we're dealing with, the other variable, remember we have Akira and Anacha. We have the normative situation of traversing from a Rishos HaYachid to Rishos HaRabim. But don't forget, we also have the halacha of within a Rishos HaRabim, you can only go four amos. Yes, 5 3/5, but whatever. Point is, you can only, there's a minimum distance, there's, excuse me, there's a maximum distance you can carry an object in Rosh Hashanah. So up